The Bnei Tzadcha asks in his Sefer Agudah Kala, why does the Pasuk say in this week's Parashim Pekudei, Bayom HaChodesh HaRishon, Be'echa LaChodesh, Bayom the day of the Chodesh Rishon, that's Echa LaChodesh, that's the first day of the Chodesh, it seems extra, seems superfluous. Wouldn't it have been simpler, clearer, and shorter to write, Be'echa LaChodesh Rishon, the first day of the first month? What does it mean? Bayom HaChodesh HaRishon, Be'echa LaChodesh. That's the question of the Bnei Tzadcha. Now, before answering this question, allow me to go into some background. There are two main Rosh Hashanahs of the year. There's the Rosh Hashanah, as we call it, the first day of Tishrei. And then there's the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan, coming up in a month. Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah of the Neshama. Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah of the Ruchnis. Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah of the Guf. It's the Rosh Hashanah of the Gashmis. And that's why we get judged for our mitzvahs and averas on Tishrei. It's a cleansing of the neshama. It's a cleansing of the spirituality. It's a time of inspiration, of ruchnius, what we can accomplish in the Torah and mitzvahs. And specifically during the seasons of the year that get darker and colder, the time when the gashmius is minimized and the focus is one on ruchnius. Ruchnius is more pronounced than Tishrei. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah of the Neshama. In contrast, Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah of the Guf. It's the Rosh Hashanah of the Gashmis. Nisan is when the grass and the trees and the flowers come back to life. The time of renewal of Hischatshus of the Gashmis. And this is why Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah of the Regalim. The Regalim of the Yom Tovim, also the word Regalim is from Reglaim. Reglaim is part of the body. It's part of the guf. It's the lowest part of the body. It's a very gashmiistic day. It's the reglaim, while Rosh Hashanah represents the keser malchus. It's the time of melucha, hamelcha kadosh, of the top of the body, the place of the neshama. And this is the contrast of Nisan being the reglaim, the body, Rosh Hashanah being the malchus, the head. But the truth is, even Rosh Hashanah of Nisan is a celebration of the ruchnis. It's a celebration of Ruchnius that's able to impact the Gashmius and have effects on the Guf. And this is where we bring back the Bnei Tzadcha. The Nesim brought Karbanos on the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan. And Bnei Tzadcha writes that each of these days, each of these 12 days correspond to the 12 months of the year. The first day of Chodesh Nisan represents the entire Chodesh Nisan. The second day, Beis Nisan represents Iyar. Gimel Nisan represents Sivan. He writes that certain tzaddikim were able to understand what would happen each month of the year during these 12 days of Nisan. They could be misponing, they could understand and comprehend on Rosh Chodesh Nisan what would happen that entire month. They could focus on Beis Nisan and know what would happen all of Chodesh Iyar. And so on and so forth. The 12 days is somehow a foreshadow, a correspondence of the 12 months of the year. Bnei Tzadcha explains that this concept is alluded in this pasuk that we started off talking about. Bayom HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echa LaChodesh. Bayom HaChodesh HaRishon. Bayom. One day represents Chodesh Rishon. Each day represented another Chodesh. The first day, Bayom, is Chodesh Rishon. And so on. Biyom Sheni is Chodesh Sheni. Biyom Shlishi is Chodesh Shlishi, and so on. That's what's being hinted at. That's what's being alluded to. And these psukim, says the Bnei Tzadcha. Now, we have a similar concept with regards to Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. The Sefer HaKadoshim explained the 7 days of the week of Aseres Me'etshuva. Right, there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, there's 1 day of Yom Kippur, and there's 7 days in between. Every Aseres Me'etshuva has in between a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. The Sunday of the Aseres Me'etshuva represents all the Sundays of the year, all the Yom Rishons of the year. And the Yom Chamishi, for example, of Aseres Me'etshuva represents all the Yom Chamishis of the year. And the Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva, that represents all the Shabboses of the year. So while the days of Nisan correspond to the months of the year, the days of Rosh Hashanah correspond to the days of the week. So what's the difference between months and the weeks? Weeks are set in absolute. From the beginning of time, these days were set without any change, input, or diversion. Yom Rishon has been and will always be Yom Rishon. Shabbos Kodesh, from the beginning of time, will always be Shabbos Kodesh. The months of the year, however, depend on our input. The months of the year are not exact nor precise. Depends on the moon, depends on Bezdin, depends on Adam. The months of the year celebrate our ability to create Kedusha. Yom Tovim, our ability to create Kedusha. Shabbos is always Shabbos. The months of the year are not exact. They're not precise. In this light, Tishrei represents the element of the Neshama that is pure, unadulterated, fixed and absolute. Just like the weeks of the year, the days and the weeks are always absolute. That's the Kedusha that's untouchable. That's Tishrei. It's all Ruchnis. Nisan, however, represents the creativity of the Neshama. It celebrates its chadshus, renewal and innovation. That's why Nisan is called HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Your ability, Lachem, to his chadish should be to create something new. Nisan is the paradigm of all the other months, celebrating Klai's ability to infuse Kedusha. And specifically this area where we have creativity with our Ruchnis, that's where we're able to impact the guf. The neshama doesn't belong in the guf. The neshama is something that's pure. You can't touch it. It doesn't jive with the guf. That's the neshama of Tishrei. The absolute neshama. The time of year where it's dark, there's no gashmis. But the element of the neshama that's mechadei something. The element of the neshama that's hachodesh ezelachem. That's chodesh nisan. That celebrates our ability to be mechadei shemans chadashim. So that ability has effects and impact on the guf, on the gashmis, on the body. And that's the idea. We should be zocha. We should be zocha to continue to work through the year with the eschadshus of, I know it's still not yet Purim, but Purim leads into Pesach, leads into Nisan. We should be zocha to take this opportunity to feel the eschadshus of the seasons, eschadshus of the Yom Tovim, eschadshus of the Rosh Chodashim. We should be zocha to continue to purify ourselves, both beruchnis and gashmis.